General Washington writes to Congress a few days after arrival at Valley Forge to beg their help.
Unless some great and capital change takes place, this army must inevitably be reduced to one or other of these three things: starve, dissolve, or disperse.
It's the evening of December 19, 1777. About 12,000 soldiers of General George Washington's Continental Army begin to enter into Valley Forge. Since early August, these troops have marched hundreds of miles from northern New Jersey to southeastern Pennsylvania and fought two major battles and several skirmishes. Joseph Plum Martin, who was 17 when he served at Valley Forge, later wrote that,
"The army was now not only starved but naked. The greatest part were not only shirtless and barefoot, but destitute of all other clothing, especially blankets. I procured a small piece of raw cowhide and made myself a pair of moccasins, which kept my feet from the frozen ground, although, as I well remember, the hard edges so galled my ankles while on a march, that it was with much difficulty and pain that I could wear them afterwards. But the only alternative I had was to endure this inconvenience or to go barefoot, as hundreds of my companions had to, till they might be tracked by their blood upon the rough, frozen ground."